How to write a captivating freelance profile to score valuable clients. Your freelance profile does not have to be the same as your CV or resume. While elements may end up being similar, your profile is what will attract clients to your services. This presentation will give you a solid understanding of what a profile is and why it is so essential for your business. There are a few simple tips that you can use to entice your audience and spice up your profile. Your profile is the first impression your clients will have of you, your style, and your work. It needs to be professional and attractive to clients. Your profile will also be how you stand out, so it needs to be professional, yet still show your personality. Realistically, and in general, resumes tend to be pretty boring. It is nothing personal. It is a problem with the whole concept of the document. Instead, write your profile to incite a positive reaction from your clients and encourage them to work with you. From your profile, it should be immediately clear what kind of business you are running, what your services are, and some kind of call to action that will inspire people to work with you. A website is a great place to put all this information. It should include a contact page, your skills, expertise, and your services. You can also include links to your professional social media pages. While there are other kinds of profiles, a website is the most flexible and is applicable to most industries. Research your industry and see what is popular and effective amongst your competition, and model elements of your profile from that. Your profile is, effectively, an advertisement for your work and your products. Therefore, it goes without saying that it should be a good advertisement. On your profile, it can be used to have your portfolio easily available so that clients not only learn about you, but also get a glimpse into the quality of work that you provide. Some freelancers choose to show the products and services and packages that they have available on their profiles. This is an easy way for a client to know in advance if they are interested in and can afford your services. It makes it easy for them. And the easier something is for a client, the more likely they are to do something about it. You can also leave testimonials and reviews from past clients. It is not ideal to have too many of these as it can seem ingenuine and cluttered. But clients do like to know that the quality of your work can be verified by another person. Most importantly, your profile should be kept up to date. There's nothing that looks more unprofessional than an ugly, out-of-date website. Additionally, any websites are services that you exist on, such as social media networking sites or freelance work platforms, should be fully filled out as these are additional methods of promotion. In essence, your internet presence should be complete wherever you are putting it. This makes you seem more professional and will stand out to clients. It is also important to remember that when clients are choosing to work with a freelancer, they are often choosing the person as well as the work, meaning naturally that you should let your personality shine. In conclusion, make sure that your profile is visible, but put it in a place where your clients will find you. Make your profile clear, professional, and a lovely combination of what you can provide for your clients.